The Olympics have been going on for 11 days now, and TV critic David Bianculli has been watching all of the CBS coverage and more. Here's his report.
From the very start, CBS has blown it with these 1998 Winter Games from Japan. The network doesn't seem to know how to handle the 14-hour time delays, much less the constant weather delays in the outdoor skiing events. So what CBS does instead is pad with features and profiles, or construct taped events as seemingly live dramatic stories, even though a lot of drama has been drained by the time delay. Hermann Mayer, for example, was the Austrian skier who wiped out so memorably in the downhill last week, yet was determined to compete in the men's Super G held a few days later. Anyone who read the morning papers yesterday knew the result. Mayer, amazingly, had come back to win the gold in the Super G. Yet instead of showing the event in its early morning coverage yesterday, CBS waited until primetime to broadcast a tape of the Super G race. Even more cynically, CBS started the race coverage at the end of its first hour of primetime, holding Mayer's run until the beginning of the second hour so that viewers would have to stay tuned. But with a whole day passing in between the event and its telecast, there wasn't much drama. And with CBS packaging most events after the results are known, the network manipulation is painfully clear. Here's the way it works. If CBS presents a profile of an athlete, you can pretty much count on that athlete winning a medal. Things got so bad for a while that last week, 1 hour of primetime coverage on CBS contained only 3 minutes of actual competition. There was, however, 16 minutes of coverage from skating practice. Since Friday, there's been a lot more coverage of actual sports. Last night's 3 hours of primetime contained exactly 1 hour of competition, and that's good by CBS standards. Even so, there were dumb toss-away features, like the second CBS reporter in as many days to sample the dreaded Japanese blowfish. What could CBS be doing otherwise? Thanks to my giant satellite dish, I have an answer to that question, because I've also been watching coverage from Canada's CBC. Canada is a lot more serious about coverage, and a lot more interested in a lot more sports. It broadcasts overnight so that most events can be seen live. I watched the U.S. women's hockey team beat Canada for the gold on the CBC this morning around 4, hours before the event was broadcast on CBS's early show. Canada also covers most medal ceremonies, so that we can hear national anthems from winning countries, something CBS almost never does unless America gets the gold. Canada even offered lots of live coverage of curling, that weird sport that's like shuffleboard on ice, where the athletes are mic'd during competition, and even the women scream like pirates. It's my new favorite sport, and the CBC coverage is why. Listen.
No! Yeah, sorry! Well, yeah, Harley! Harley! Well, why aren't you go ahead! Whoa!
And here's a good draw by Erica Brown. Well behind those guards.
On the CBC, I've watched live coverage of everything from curling to cross-country skiing and had a great time. I haven't gotten much sleep, but that's part of the fun. And when it comes to fun, CBS just doesn't compare, eh?
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.